Everybody, and welcome to the final episode of Unheard Voices here on CGMQ 88.9 FM. I am your host, Caroline, and for every week, this show has reported and discussed Canadian and international political news and why they all pertained to us here in the Eastern Townships. And as always, with a goal of highlighting and recognizing patterns of inequality in our society. For the last episode, we will look back at the events that were covered in the past 10 weeks and bring them up to date. We will see the updates and changes concerning Amira El-Gawabi, Roxham Road, the TikTok ban, Iran, the Willow Project, Uganda, and anti-LGBTQ laws, and finally, gun control in the US. Let's begin! In the first episode, Amira El-Gawabi was appointed as the first federal representative in the fight against Islamophobia. The announcement was followed by a wave of controversy, especially here in Quebec, because of her past comments regarding the province and the Bill 21. As of today, she is still holding her position. Actually, at the end of March, she visited London, Ontario, as part of her first official tour of Canadian communities. She started in London to go see the Muslim community who were victims of deadly attacks on one of their families. She will continue her tour of the country in the next few months. She reiterates, quote, "As I've said and I will continue to say, the Bill 21 does discriminate. It does discriminate against certain members of Quebec society. Bill 21 does discriminate against people who wear visible religious symbols, and there is a disproportionate impact on Muslim women who wear the headscarf." End quote. She also says that she is ready to have difficult conversations and address the way that various pieces of legislation and policies in Canada may have a negative impact on Muslim communities. For the second episode, we had explored the immigration crisis in Canada and the United States with Roxham Road. The little farm road between the two countries was being used by immigrants to unofficially cross the borders and then claim asylum. It was causing distress from the local communities and the authorities due to the immense wave of people coming in illegally and claiming asylum from the Canadian government. Today, following the recent visit of President Biden to Canada, both states have come into an agreement concerning their immigration treaty, the Safe Third Country Agreement. The agreement spelled out that migrants who claim the refugee status must make it in the first country that they enter, meaning that asylum seekers who attempt to cross into Canada at an official crossing border are turned away and are told that they need to make their asylum claim in the US and vice versa. The loophole of the treaty came to the clause of official ports of entries. That did not entail Roxham Road. So, in the aftermath of the renegotiation, the agreement now takes into account unofficial crossings. That means that today, the RCMP agents or local police have to intercept walking immigrants trying to cross at irregular checkpoints. Then, they have to take them to designated official ports of entry, and then border officials determine whether or not their asylum claim is eligible. The mayor of the Canadian community close to Roxham Road, Estelle Muti, said that residents who live near Roxham Road have reported a decrease in foot traffic in the area since the treaty was expanded. She declares, quote, "The message is getting through because I'm told that it is gone down dramatically. There is a big drop in traffic." There are still some people who oppose the closing of the road. Their main argument is that they believe it will only drive asylum seekers to take more dangerous ways of entry. For instance, last week, 8 people were found dead in the St. Lawrence River on the Quebec and New York border. This included one Indian family. Unfortunately, tragedies like this may happen a lot if people try to cross through unofficial and dangerous ports of entry. Next, for the 5th episode, we took a look at the governmental bans of the social media app TikTok. A wave of countries like the UK, Canada, and the US had banned the app for governmental employees. Last March, the CEO of TikTok, Xu Zhiqiu, testified before the American Congress following the controversy around the app and the threats of banning it across the country. The United States is especially worried about its relationship with the Chinese government and the protection of children users. During the session, lawmakers could directly ask questions and exchange with the CEO. Chu said, quote, "We have addressed the concerns with real action now. That's what we've been doing for the last 2 years, building what amounts to a firewall. The seals of protected US user data from unauthorized foreign access. The bottom line is this: American data stored on American soil by an American company overseen by American personnel. We call this initiative Project Texas." End quote. In fact, the Project Texas is an attempted agreement between the United States and the app in regard to these concerns. Still to this day, the idea of a national ban still faces huge hurdles, both legally and in the court of public opinion. During the 6th episode dedicated to International Women's Day, I had addressed Iran's current situation, how the current regime violated human rights and also discriminated against its women. Sadly, the situation has not changed a lot, so much that the Canadian government decided to add sanctions regarding Iran. It added more Iranian individuals, especially from the IRGC, the Islamic Revolutionary Armed Corps, in addition to some Iranian companies. However, Trudeau's government is still receiving backlash. There was a big rally in Toronto called the Turgon Festival during the weekend. Multiple speakers called on Ottawa to list the entire IRGC as a terrorist organization. Activist Masi Ali Nejad claims that the blame is on Trudeau when it comes to Canadians dying when the IRGC shut down flight PS752 in 2020. The Prime Minister responds to these protests by saying that listing the group as a terrorist organization would punish the Canadian men who were drafted into Iran's military by force. On the 7th episode, we had talked about the Willow Project, the very controversial oil drilling project in Alaska. Following the approval from Biden's government, protests had erupted all around the country and the globe, saying that it was a disaster for the environment and the climate crisis. In fact, many lawsuits had been filed against the project. Ever since this episode, we heard some news and updates about those lawsuits. Actually, one of them lost the first round of their legal battle. The Alaskan Native organization, Sovereign Inupiat for a Living Arctic, had pleaded to a judge to delay construction related to the Willow Project while their lawsuits were pending. Their main goal was to overturn the project's approval, saying that the U.S. Bureau of Land Management failed to consider an adequate range of alternatives. But the judge rejected their request. This means that constructions could start cold weather operations like mining gravel and creating roads. The environmental and Alaskan groups are, however, not losing hope. They say that even if they lost one battle, they're still going to continue to fight. On the 8th episode, I covered the news concerning the Ugandan new anti-LGBTQ law. This law was deemed as one of the harshest anti-LGBTQ laws in our modern world. It could punish individuals for only identifying as gay, and the punishments include life in prison or even the death penalty. Following the announcement, the international community and some Ugandans were left shaken, worried, and scared. In the past few days, Julius Malema, a South African politician who is actually the leader of the left-wing South African Economic Freedom Fighters Party, has been very vocal about his disagreement with the law. On Tuesday, April the 4th, him and members of his party gathered outside the Ugandan embassy to protest the bill that, quote, threatens the safety and freedom of LGBTQ+ Africans. And finally, the 9th episode pertained to gun violence and gun control laws in the United States. Ever since the most recent school shooting that happened in Nashville, Tennessee, debates and protests have sparked in the American capitals. Especially in the Tennessee capital, students have been marching and protesting to the lawmakers for more gun control laws. In fact, three Democrat representatives, Justin Jones, Gloria Johnson, and Justin J. Pearson, joined the rallies. However, in the aftermath, the two male representatives were expelled from the House, something that is extremely rare. Indeed, this exclusion marks the fourth one ever since the end of the American Civil War. It is important to note that the Tennessee House has a Republican majority. They claim that the reason for the exclusion is that the actions of the representatives interrupted a floor session. They say that the representatives, quote, knowingly and intentionally brought disorder and dishonor to the House of Representatives, end quote. The Democrats responded by saying that they acknowledged that they did violate certain rules around decorum, but argued that they did so to speak out on behalf of their constituents who are frustrated by the lack of action on gun control. Justin Jones from Nashville was expelled by a vote of 72-25 after 90 minutes of debate. Gloria Johnson from Knoxville was not expelled after the resolution to oust her failed by one vote, and Justin J. Pearson from Memphis was expelled by a vote of 79-26. It is argued that racism might have a role in this affair, given that the representatives expelled are black men, and the one that was not was a white lady. Even President Biden responded to the situation saying, quote, "Rather than debating the merits of this issue, these Republican lawmakers have chosen to punish, silence, and expel duly elected representatives of the people of Tennessee." End quote. If you want any further information on these topics and events, the entirety of the episodes are always available on the CGMQ website. That is all for the Unheard Voices show here on CGMQ. I was your host, Caroline, and I truly hope that you enjoyed and learned from the episodes. I wish to everyone a wonderful summer. Thank you so much and have a great one. I dreamt I was a butterfly, dreaming I was me. I flew up to the mirror, but there was nothing that I seen.